In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus asks, what do you go out to see? What are you looking for? Are you looking for a reed shaken by the wind? Are you looking for a man who is empty? Are you looking for someone who has no spirituality in him? A reed is the most fragile thing. It bends with the wind. And do you go out into the desert? The desert is the empty man where the winds blow, but the winds of temptation, the winds of diabolical temptation. What are you running after? What are you looking for? Are you seeking what God wants you to seek? This is what he's telling us through today's gospel. Because most of the people that we see around us today are empty of spirit. They do not have the Spirit of God. They are empty. They are blown about by unclean spirits. There's a saint in Russia who died not all that long ago, also Saint Seraphim, not Saint Seraphim of Sarov. And he was saying that very soon is coming a time when the youth will be very corrupt. They will have no morals. They will be unclean in spirits. They will sleep around with everybody. They will be using drugs. They will be doing all kinds of things. And it certainly sounds like a description of our own times, unfortunately. But, he said, they're going to come a time they're going to be so empty and so exasperated with this, they're going to say, this is not life. This is not what we are meant to live. They're going to feel so much ache and pain within themselves. Saint Seraphim said that they are going to start coming back to God. They're going to start praying. They'll be making pilgrimages. They'll be meditating. They'll go and receive the sacraments. There's going to be a great, great change, a great revival of spirituality, so that we must not despair, even though things look so negative at this present time. And it's going to get darker before it gets lighter. But the thing is that we've got to understand, what are we looking for? Are we looking for God? Are we looking for Christ? Are we looking for the teachings of Christ? Are we looking to imitate him? This is the question that he's asking us. And he made a prophecy. St. John the Baptist made a prophecy. He said that Christ was the one who was to come. Prophecy is the most important gift that the Holy Spirit gives to the church. There are many other gifts. The gift of discernment, the gift of tongues. But St. Paul says the gift of prophecy is by far the most important gift. What is the gift of prophecy? What is a prophet? We generally think that prophecy is to announce the future. St. John the Baptist did announce something of the future. I mean, he was an unborn babe in his mother's womb, and he was already leaping with joy at the coming of Christ. I mean, he was a prophet even before he was born. That's a pretty good trick. Not many have done that. But prophets, we think, generally are people who announce something that's coming in the future. But really, the gift of prophecy, as St. Paul explains it, it is to tell the people of the judgment to come. In that sense, it announces the future, because there is a judgment coming. But the reason that this is to be announced is so that people can change their ways. Prophecy is a gift of edifying people. It's a gift of exhorting people so that they follow the ways of Christ. Console people. Console people. I was just telling Father Robert before we started the liturgy today how there's a gentleman who came to see me today. A totally messed up life. Totally, totally, totally messed up life. You name it and he's got it. Empty. He has not yet met Christ. Try to console him, try to encourage him, so that he can come to Christ eventually. Because, like we read in the Gospel of John, the judgment is going to come. We're going to have to answer for every thought that we have, every word that we speak. Our lives have got to be completely centered on Christ and not on the things of the world. We have to take care of the things of the world, of course. Those who have families, those who live in monasteries, whatever. We have to work, we have to prepare food, we have to heat the houses. There's a lot that we have to do. This is not extraneous. This is absolutely essential. But the most essential, or as St. Dionysius the Areopagite would say, the super essential thing is for us to seek Christ at every single moment. The prophet Joel, he does announce something in the future. He says the day is going to come in the last days. He's speaking of the last days. The Spirit is going to manifest itself, the Holy Spirit, is going to manifest itself to all flesh. He said that the sons and daughters will prophesy. They're going to have these lights of Christ. Young men will see visions. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams, if they can get to bed early enough at night. Old men will dream dreams. It is indispensable for us to look to the church, to look to the sacraments, to find Christ in them. That's where we're going to find Christ. We need holy priests, and we need holy Christians. The faithful must be holy too. Ananias, you remember when St. Paul was struck by the Holy Spirit, he fell down blind. And he was told to go and see Ananias, and Ananias instructed him. And after 3 days of his being in the darkness, he guided him so that the light came back to his eyes. But the light also entered into his heart. These are the kind of spiritual fathers that we need today. We have to find a spiritual father. We must plead with Christ to show us a spiritual father who can guide us to holiness. Because it's a very special bond. It's a very special bond, and one that really is irreplaceable. The name of the saint, it came back to me, Saint Seraphim of Viritsa. He's fairly contemporary, huh? We have to find this tranquility in our hearts. It's much easier to collect icons and put them up on the wall than it is to sit down in front of them and meditate quietly to bring peace into our hearts. And even though we are young, there's no reason why we cannot sit down and meditate. I've known people who are 7, 8 years old. They would go into church, sit down and just be quiet in the presence of the Lord. We can do it. There's no age for meditation. I don't mean the tiny, tiny little ones. But even though we're young, even though we're 8, 9, 10 years old, 14, 15, 16, we can meditate. We should meditate every day. We should take 10 minutes at least. I would recommend an hour or two, but I mean, start off with 10 minutes. Just sit down quietly and meditate. Meditate means what? Empty yourself of yourself so that Christ can take in the empty space. Christ doesn't come in if we're full of ourselves or full of preoccupations. He comes into us when we have emptied ourselves of ourselves, because we have to see things differently. What have you gone out to see? Asks our Lord. We're supposed to be new creatures. Through baptism, we become new creatures. We have new eyes, we have new ears, we have new lips. We are supposed to see the things of Christ and hear the things of Christ and speak the things of Christ. Our Lord made a prophecy once to St. Peter. St. Peter, kind of rough and ready guy, he said, Even though they want to kill you, even though they're going to torture you, I'll stick with you to the very end. He was very sure of himself. And then when Christ was arrested, he denied Christ three times. And our Lord had told him, he says, before the cock crows, you will betray. And he did three times. That was a prophecy announcing the future. But why did he say this? He didn't say this to blame him. He told this to educate him, to instruct him, to see, we're much weaker than we think we are. Don't boast of our strength. Don't boast of our strength. I know a man who was very, very, very strong. Then he had an accident and had to have a leg cut off. He has an artificial limb now. So he's not boasting of his strength. Our strength is passing. No matter how nice looking we think we are, no matter how strong we think we are, no matter how intelligent we think we are, once we are new creatures and have the light of Christ and see things the way Christ sees, all of that is nothing. It's nothing. The only thing that matters is for us to be focused on Christ. And this is the message that we get from today. You know, some of the Celtic saints were tremendous saints. Saint Cuthbert, for example, he used to force himself to be just stay in the presence of Christ. He would go into the ocean, the North Sea. It's cold. And he'd stay there for hours, up to his neck, praying like that. That's quite an accomplishment. Or St. Brendan. St. Brendan made a little boat with animal hides, and he went out into the open sea like that. These men, they sought Christ even to the extreme, you might say. It seems to us to be extreme. But they understood who Christ was. And that there was no sacrifice, there was nothing that they wouldn't be prepared to do, even lay down their life, that they may possess Christ. And my dear friends, brothers and sisters, I hope that this will be our spirit too, that there's nothing that will stop us from going to Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.